past week, the Daf Yomi has covered the topic of the Goel Adam, the Rotzeach Shogeg, who runs to the Ir Miklat to save himself from the Goel Adam. We're going to talk a little about the halachas of the Goel Adam and the Rotzeach Shogeg. When is the Goel Adam permitted to kill the Rotzeach Shogeg, somebody who killed somebody, loosely translated, by accident? And we'll begin by discussing who is the Goel Adam. The Torah says in Parshas Maaseh, which we're going to read in a few weeks, it says that if a person killed somebody b'mezid, so the Torah says in Perek Lamed Hei, by Midbar, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yates, Goel Adam hu yamisus ha-rotzeach, b'figo bo hu yamisenu. And then it says later on, if a person killed b'shogeg, if he accidentally killed, it wasn't intentional, so then the job of Beis Din, of the court, is to protect the Rotzeach b'shogeg and somehow get him back to the to an Ir Miklat, so he'll be protected from the Goel Adam. And then it says Vim Yotza Yotzei Rotzeach Esgul Ir Miklato Asher Yonu Shamo Motza Oso Goel Adam Yichutz Gvul Ir Miklato Rotzeach Goel Adam Es Rotzeach Ein Lo Dam. He if he leaves the Ir Miklat, then he's free game for the Goel Adam. So the halacha is, the Torah says, he must remain in the Ir Miklat until the death of the Kohen Gadol. Who is the Goel Adam? So the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Rotzeach, says, Kol hareg nefesh adam yisrael over below tasei shenema lo tirtzach. If somebody kills intentionally, he violates the aveira of lo tirtzach. If he kills, he violates lo tirtzach, v'matzach v'zadam, v'fneyedin, etc., etc. If he kills intentionally, he's chayv misa. Then in halacha beis, he says, after saying that he's chayv misa spez, then he says, halacha beis, mitzvah b'yad goel adam shenemar, goel adam hu yimis ha-matzeach. The goel adam is entrusted with the task of executing the murderer. Who is the goel adam? Roy li rusha hu goel adam. Any person who is fit to inherit, one of the inheritors of the victim, has the status of the Goel Adam. Okay, so that's we see by Rotzeach B'mezid. Later on in Perek Hei, the Rambam says, "Kol ahoreg b'shkaga gola mi'medina shaharag ba la'ari miklat." Right. So a person who kills b'shogeg must go to an ir miklat, a city of sanctuary where, which the Torah says are the Arei Levim, the six Arei Miklat, spelled out in the Torah that are spoken about in the Torah, and as well as the other 42 cities of the Levim. Now, who is the mitzvah upon to as far as this mitzvah goes? Is it a mitzvah on the Beis Din to send him to Galus? There's no mitzvah on the Rotzeach B'shogeg, or is the Rotzeach B'shogeg himself also included? So the Lashon of the Rambam is very ambiguous, but it seems to be saying that it's only a mitzvah on Beis Din. L'adloso shenemar v'yoshav bo admos ha-kohen ha-gadol. U'mitzvah saseh l'adloso shenemar v'yoshav bo admos ha-kohen ha-gadol. The mitzvah is l'adloso, to send him to Galus. So it's not on the person itself, it sounds like. It's not on the Rotzeach B'shogeg himself. He continues talking about the Beis Din. Beis Din is not allowed to take kofer. The Sefer Achinuch actually says that the mitzvah is on Beis Din, and he adds the gama maki b'chal mitzvah seizu. And he brings the pasuk in mitzvah taf yud in the Sefer Achinuch. So it seems to be a machlokas, the Rambam and the Chinuch, whether or not there's a mitzvah on the Rotzeach B'shogeg himself to go into Galus. If Beis Din doesn't catch him, is he himself chayiv to go to Galus as well? Okay, so that's the discussion. That's as far as that's concerned, and we'll soon see exactly. We'll talk about the mitzvah itself. Is it only because he has to escape from the Goel Adam that he must go to the Eir Miklat, or is he commanded to go to the Eir Miklat under all circumstances? Is there another possible reason why he must go to Eir Miklat? We'll get to that in the Yetzirah in the course of the Shir. Let's go to the Gemara, the Mishnah on Daf Tes on the base begins talking about the Matzeach B'Shoge going to the Eir Miklat, and we'll see that there are actually four different legs in the journey of the Goel Adam. The Mishnah at the end of Daf Tes on the Bay says, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda Omer, B'tchila Echad Shoge, V'Echad Meizid, Machtim Elari Miklat, U'Bezin Sholchim Levin Osam Misham, Mishin Eschayiv Misa, B'Bezin Ogu, V'Shalon Eschayiv Misa, Patru, Mishin Eschayiv Golds, Machzin Osam Kalmo, Shinema V'Yeshiva Osam Ha'Eder, Eli Miklato. On Yud Amud Beis, we'll see there's another day that disagrees with this, but this is the way we hold. So it comes out there are actually several legs in the journey of the Goel Adam. First of all, after he committed the murder, the accidental murder, he must run, whether it's Mezid or also, he runs to the Eir Miklat. He flees to the Eir Miklat, and Beis Din comes and retrieves him and takes him to back for trial. So that's the second leg back. The third leg back would be when after he is sentenced to Golis, he's been tried and sentenced for having killed Bishoge. And another possibility would be if he leaves on his own. So there are four different possibilities of where the Goel Adam might meet the Rotzeach Bishoge outside the Eir Miklat. Again, in the Eir Miklat, the sanctuary of the Eir Miklat, the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. The Rotzeach B'Shogeg is safe there. And in fact, if the Goel Adam kills him, he would be Chayiv Misa. He himself would be put to death. But outside, we'll have to see under what circumstances the Goel Adam's life is in danger. There's a machlokas, what the status is in the first leg of the journey. The Minchas Chinuch is of the opinion that before the Gemara Din, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill the Rotzeach B'Shogeg if he catches him on his way fleeing to the Eir Miklat. The Chazon Ish differs with the Minchas Chinuch. He brings the proof from the Gemara Daf Hei on the base that until the Gemara on Daf Hei on Aleph, that a person is cannot be killed before the Gemara Din. He would not be potter for having killed the Rotzeach B'Shogeg before the Gemara Din. The proof is the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Aleph talks about Edim Zomim, and it says that if Edim Zomim come on Tuesday and say that somebody committed a murder on Monday and on Sunday, and the and Edim come and prove that they weren't there, but they were killed on Friday, they would still be put to death, even though there is proof that at the time that they testified, we already know that the guy was a murderer. He committed murder. Nevertheless, the Edom Zomim would be put to death. He's not considered somebody whose life is open, is free for the taking. If, however, they came and testified in Bezdin that there was a Gemara Din earlier, if they testified that this guy was sentenced to death already, then they would not be put to death since there was already a Gemara Din. But if there was not a Gemara Din yet, the guy's life is not open for the taking. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says if the Goel Adam killed the Rotzeach B'Shogeg on his way before the trial, on his way to the Eir Miklat, he would be put to death. What about on the way back? So Pashas on the way back would be the same thing. He would also the Goel Adam would also be put to death if he killed him. The Gemara says after the trial, Beis Din assigns, the Mishnah there on Daf Tes on the day says that the Mishnah assigns two Talmidei Chachamim to accompany him. And the Gemara says, what do they say to Daf Yud Amud Beis? The Gemara says, what do they tell him? They're two Talmidei Chachamim. They tell him to please don't kill the guy. It sounds like they have to try to convince him not to kill the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. But if the Goel Adam wants to go ahead and kill the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, what would be the din? They tell him,
V'yadabu ilav drama ru'uyim lo. Omer lo al tinag bo minak shokhe damin b'shkog bo ma'asi liyado.
So, if are they obligated to stop the Goel Adam from killing the Rotzeach? So it would seem not. And in fact, if you take a look in the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam is if he kills him on the way to the Lashon of the Rambam, Perikei Alacha Ches Kishemishivin also, Mosim Lashon Tamin Chom, Shem Yagen Goel Adam, Adar Fiyom Lehem Al Tinagubu. He quotes a pasuk in Dvarim that the Gemara on, in fact, the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis, Rav Huna says this is the source for the halacha that if the Rotzeach B'Shogeg is killed by the Goel Adam on his way back to the Yer Miklat, the Goel Adam is patur. What about somebody else who killed him? So Pashtus, it would only be the, this would only apply to the Goel Adam. It would not apply to anybody else who killed him. Right? The Chazon Ish, interestingly, brings an interesting raya for this, for what the Rambam is saying, what Rav Huna is saying, from the Mishnah. Because if the Goel Adam was not allowed, was not permitted to kill the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, why would they just assign two Talmidei Chacham? They should assign two big tough guys to accompany him. Why are they sending him with two Talmidei Chacham to try to dissuade him? Al tinagul minak shochei dam. So as Onish says, you see very clearly from the Gemara that if he wants to, they can't stop him. They're not allowed to stop him. If the Goel Adam wants to kill the Rotzeach B'Shogeg on the way, they're not allowed to stop him. After the Rotzeach makes it successfully back to the Yer Miklat, so the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Lamed Beis says he's not allowed to ever leave there. And Yotzei Lo Leidus Mitzvah, he's never allowed to leave. Doesn't make a difference. He could be Sar Tzva Yisrael like Yovan Tzvi. He's not allowed to leave. And then the Mishnah says Rotzeach Shiyotzei Chutz L'Tchum. Right, so there's a machlokis in the Mishnah. What would be when if the Rotzeach B'Shogeg left the Ir Miklat intentionally, and was would there be a mitzvah to kill upon the Goel Adam to kill him, or? Is it just a shus? So the first opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's a mitzvah, and Rabbi Akiva says it's a shus, he has permission. What about everybody else? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it goes down one rung. Everybody else has permission, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the girsa that we have says everybody else who kills him is chayiv. But the Agos Agro here points out that's the girsa of the Mashal. However, most of the Rishonim have the girsa that if anybody else kills him, they're excused. They're not allowed to, but if anybody else kills him, they're part of Ein Chayovin Olav. The Gersa that he has, that the Gros says most Rishonim have, is Chol Adam Ein Chayovin Olav. The Gemara fleshes out this discussion on this machlokis on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There's a the Braisa brings Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. What's their source? So the Pasuk says Rotzach Goel Adam. The Gemara says Raminu VaYoshav Bo. Right? And Rabbi Akiva, the next line says, Rishus v'yad goel adam. Rashi says, what are they arguing? Yeah? The pasuk, v'ratzach goel adam, is a very ambiguous pasuk. It could be translated, could be understood in two different ways. He says, Rashi says, v'ratzach ikah l'frushay lashin sivui, k'mo v'yosa b'tzal v'aliyav. Ikah l'frushay lashin rishus, k'mo v'yosa Hashem lahem. It's an ambiguous form of the word. Is it he should kill or is it he can kill? So this is a machlokes of Yosef, maybe Akiva, and anybody else who kills him, right? So it goes down as we said. It goes down one. So this machlokes is we hold like Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and he says that if anybody, according to the Girsa, anybody else, Yotze L'Tchum, Yer Miklato B'Shkoga, Nichnas Le'er Miklato, Yotze Chutz L'Tchum, B'Zod, and Hari Zehit, Yatzim, and Nisa, V'Shus, and Goel Adam, Hargo. Hargo Kol Adam, Ein Chayim Lo Shemem, Ein Lo Dom. Ein lo dam. So he brings a pasuk. The Rambam brings a pasuk. Ein lo dam. That as far as everybody else is concerned, ein lo dam. Therefore, if anybody else kills him, they're excused. They're not allowed to. The Mikvah points out it's aser for somebody else to kill him. However, ein lo dam, they're not put to death for having killed the rotzeach b'shogeg. There is a third opinion among the Tanoim later, further on in the Gemara. That's quoted at first by an Amor by Rav. Omer Mazutra Bartuvi Omer Rav Rotzeach Shiyotze Chutzet Chum Mutzal Gol Adam Lo'ago Neraglov. If somebody kills him after he left Tchum of Bir Miklav, if the Gol Adam kills him, he's put to death. So he's not allowed to kill him. So the Gemara, it's, how do we know that? The pasuk says, Ad omdo lifnei edulim ishpat. That he has to be first put on trial for having gone out of the Ir Miklat, and then they can put him to death. But he has no right to go and take the law into his own hands and put him to death. There has to be a trial before that. And they bring the Gemara brings psukim there. There's a very problematic Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Men Hey on the days. Yeah, on Daf Men Hey on the days, the Gemara is talking about a person who was put to death for any capital crime, any avera that is chayv mises pez. And the Gemara says that there's a halacha that the Edim are the ones that have to carry out the execution. Yeah, the Edim ba tiyeh ba l'rishon v'leka. And the Gemara says that it's ma'akev. It's absolutely required. If the Edim aren't there, then if the Edim can't do it, then there's a big problem. What happens if the Edim lose their hands? They can't carry it out. So the Gemara says the guy's off the hook. The person, let's say somebody's Mechal Shabbos, and somebody, the Edim who saw it, lost their hands in the interim. So the guy is not put to death. The Gemara says, since when? Gemara asks the question, how do you know that it's ma'akev? The Gemara says, about Tzeya, for instance, we know most Yumasama. You're out to kill the Rotzeach, you get him any way you can. So it's not dafka one way. If you can't put him to death through the Yadim, through the Goel Adon, you kill him any way you can. Bezin kills him any way they can. So why should this limud would not apply to all other cases as well? So the Gemara says the problem is there's a second pasuk. This cannot serve as a binyanav for all mitzvahs in the Torah because there's another pasuk that teaches us also that it's not ma'akev, that there's not just one way of carrying out a din of bez. And the Gemara says also gal adam. The Gemara says gal adam shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad. Now Allah is called shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad. There's a principle in the Torah. Anytime you have two, the Torah has to say something once, then you can apply that principle to the rest of the Torah. But if the Torah has to spell something out twice, so that is obviously a very limited, it's a limited limit to these two cases. It's not, it cannot be applied throughout the Torah. What's the second case? So the first case we said is Rotzeach Bameisid is put to death in any way possible. Then the Gemara says a Goel Adam. Yom Mitzvah Sarotzeach Mitzvah Biyad Goel Adam Yinayin Shemein Lo Goel Shebezim Amin Lo Goel Shenema Befig O Bo Mikol Mokom. Right. So the Gemara says that what happens if there's not a Goel Adam? So then Bezim has the responsibility for finding another Goel Adam to put into death. There's not one. So you find another Goel Adam. So you see from here that there's a certain flexibility exists in these two special cases, and it's limited to these two special cases. Doesn't apply to the rest of the Torah. The Rashi here is very problematic. Of course, the pashtus of the pasuk here that's quoted, the fig obo by Goel Adam, if you take a look in the pasuk that we quoted by Midbar, it's talking about the Rotzeach B'Meisid. Yet Rashi understands it's talking about the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Rashi says, the Goel Adam, Koloma Misa, Shagoel Adam, and Misa, the Rotzeach Shogeg, Shiyotza Chutz Le'ir Miklato. He's talking about the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. So the Rishonim jump on Rashi. He says, first of all, why in the world, aside from the contextual problem that the pasuk is clearly talking about a mezid, the pasuk says, who most yomasa would say, so it's talking about Then it says Gol Adam who Yom Misses Aratak Figo Bo Yom Misses. Then it says the Sinig of Federal the Aviko. It's talking about the Mesa. It doesn't begin to talk about Shagig until two Pesukim later in the Pesah below Eva Hadofen. That's the first problem. But an equally big problem is the fact that we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. There's no mitzvah. Even assuming that the pasuk is talking about Rotzeach v'Shogeg, since when is there a mitzvah to assign a Goel Adam? The Goel Adam is a Rishus. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So this is the Ramban asking El Safus and the mitzvah. I say mitzvah Yud Gimel in the mitzvah I say. The additional mitzvahs that the Rambam adds in the Sefer on mitzvah, so the Ramban asks this question on Rashi, the Ran here in the Sanhedrin asks this question, and the Ran says, it must be according to Rashi, L'fichach ma'ashma d'hach b'raisa d'hoch ma'ari b'ein b'rotzech b'meiz b'ein b'rotzech b'shogeg sh'yotzo chutz li'im k'lotu v'ol ha'bezin l'duno sh'agol adam yitam t'hanoso בפני בזן על שרוי להמיסו ושאם אין לו גול אדם שבזן יעמיד עוד המאחר תחס גול אדם שייתם בכל וסו וצייך and he brings a raya that, that in, from the first perek אלמה הוא טוען כל טיים שיוך לטון נגד הוצייך וגם כן כששפטו בזן עשו וצייך למוס ליצו יהיה גול אדם להמיסו ששמו לב חמוסו ואין שם גול אדם ליצו יהיה לאחר להמיסו ויחי אגב מיד דבר השם okay so he says אלא דלאב דאפקו וצייך מיזו לאף רוצה משום שיוצא חוץ למקלט so he understands that even whether Rashi seems to be holding that whether it's whether the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elazar, according to the two of them, there's a halacha that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg is the one that would carry out the Gemar Din after he would be brought back to Bezdin. Bezdin would try him and prove that he left the Ir Miklat B'Mezid, and once Bezdin try and proved and sentenced him to death for having left the year Miklat the Mazin, then the Goel Adam would be the one to put him to death. So it would apply equally to the Mazin, and the Shogi says that this is the way Rashi seems to be learning the Gemara. Okay, coming back to the Machlokas, where the Machlokas Tanaim, so the Mitvah on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, asks an interesting question. He says that Marzutra and Rabbi Eleza are saying that that if somebody killed the Goel Adam when he left the Yer Miklat intentionally, he would be put to death. If the Goel Adam killed him, he would be put to death. Does this go against what we saw earlier on Daf Yud Amud Beis what Rav Huna said that if he killed him? If the Goel Adam killed the Rotzeach on the first leg when he was fleeing from Bezdin, according to the Minchas Chinuch, or just on the third leg when after he was sentenced on his way back after the sentence, if he was coming back to the Yer Miklat and the Rotzeach killed him, that he's potter. Is there machlokes Rav Huna and Marzutra Amarav? In other words, is Rav Huna only going according to Rav Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, or could you say that they're not necessarily connected? Maybe they're two different issues. Maybe there's one din is a din before the Rotzeach gets in. There's a separate din after the Rotzeach arrives at the Yer Miklat and gets out. So he says Pashtus. He quotes the Yad Ramah, the Rabbeinu Meir Alevi, and he quotes his Rebbe, the Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi, that it's not necessarily so. It's not necessarily so that that they're arguing. According to Marzutra, who says that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, who if the Rotzeach leaves the Nir Miklat, he says that they're definitely arguing because if the Rotzeach is put to death if the Goel Adam is liable for killing the Rotzeach B'Shogeg after he's already entered the Nir Miklat. And he left intentionally from the Yer Miklat. Certainly, if he kills him before he even got there, before even if he touched home, certainly he would be chayav. That's what the Rama and the Ra'ah argue, and the Ritva disagrees. That's Lulei Mistafina. He says he was covered through his Rebbe. He says nevertheless, he says he thinks that it's not necessarily so because there's a difference between a Rotzeach B'Shogeg that has already established himself in the Yer Miklat. He's already in the Yer Miklat. Kolto Mechitzos
Ir Miklat, so he's already a Ben Ir Miklat. So if he steps out for a minute, it could be that even Rav Huna would agree that that his life is still protected and the Goel Adam would be put to death. He disagrees with the Ra'ah, with the Ramah and the Ra'ah. Okay, so there's there's an interesting Mishloach Melech in Perek in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, where the Rambam. Yeah, I mean, just one before we go, just one more point is this: the Chazon Ish points out that this Ramban over here that we quoted from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Hosaf is Mitzvah Yud Gimel. So the Ramban there says Shemitzdavenu beInyan Rotzeach Achash Shemitzchayv Misa Vezin Shiyakshen. There's a machlokas stand by Rotzeach B'Mezid whether or not what role the Goel Adam plays. We already saw the Rambam says that the Goel Adam is chayav to carry out the death sentence. He's the one who takes the place of the Eden. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the job of the Roteach, of the Goel Adam, is simply to make sure that Bez Din runs after. It's almost like a Baal Din that the Ran alluded to based on Rashi. That the Goel Adam is almost the Baal Din against the Roteach. He has to make sure that Bez Din catches the Roteach and puts him on trial. But in Hachanami, there is no difference between Rotzeach B'Mezid and any other Chayav Mises Bezdin. The Edom are the ones who put him to death, not the Goel Adam. So this is an interesting machlokas. The Chazon Ish spells out between the Rambam and the Ramban there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There is, coming back to the Mishnah Melech, there's an interesting Mishnah Melech that talks about what would be if the Rotzeach B'Shogeg turned him out and killed the Goel Adam. Would he be chayav? Would he be potter? So we know that in this week's parsha, we have the story of Pinchas, where Pinchas ran after Zimri and he went and killed Zimri. And Gemara in Sanhedrin had Zimri turned around, and there's a lach of Kanoan Pogibo, which is Rishus. So had Zimri turned around and killed Pinchas, so. Zimri would have been potter. Why? Because Pinchas had a din of rodef klape Zimri. He was chasing. He was threatening his life. And the halach is, if there's a rodef, if somebody's threatening somebody's life, so certainly, if somebody's threatening your life, you're allowed to kill the person. And a third party also is not just allowed, but is obligated to intervene. So over there, so just like Zimri would have been potter. So what would be the din? However, he understands that in the case of a regular rodef where there's a mitzvah to save the person who's fleeing from a pursuer, the rodef would be chayiv since there was a mitzvah to kill the rodef if needed. However, in a situation where there's only reshus, where the person whose rodef is just performing a reshus, so the person who's trying to kill the rodef is just performing a reshus, so the rodef himself is actually allowed to turn around and kill him. So what would be the case over here? So the situation where the Goel Adam is pursuing since we hold like Rabbi Akiva that it's only Mishus, so the Mishnah Melech says if the turned around and killed the Goel Adam, he'd be potter. He's allowed to turn around and kill him. He would be potter. Just like if Zimri turned around and killed Pinchas, who was only doing a Mishus, Kanon Pogibo is only a Mishus, says the Mishnah Melech. So therefore, he also would be off the hook. Just like Zimri would be off the hook, so too the Rotzeach B'Shogeg would be allowed to turn around and kill somebody, the Goel Adam. There is a very interesting halacha that comes up that's very nogea to this, that the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Rotzeach Shmiras HaNefesh, where he talks about this halacha of Rodei, there is a halacha in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, Kol HaYochel LaHatzil BeEver MeEvarav LoTorach B'Chach El
Yitzu Benasho Shorode Farago. Harizeshofich Domim. Chayvin Zavol Ein Bezdin Mimisin also. There's a halacha that if the pursuer can be stopped without lethal force, right? We're very familiar with this here in Eretz Yisrael, right? The police, the army always have to, you know, everybody's always filming and making sure the army doesn't use lethal force when they're not supposed to, right? So the halacha is in fact that way as far as the rodef is concerned. If somebody can stop the pursuer, can stop the rodef without lethal force without killing him, so he's not allowed to. If he does, nevertheless, he can, let's say you just shoot him in the leg, you can shoot him in the arm, whatever. Without killing him, so he doesn't have, he's not allowed to kill him. What if he does kill him? So the Rambam has a very unusual language. He says, Hari says Shofech Damim, the Chayv Misa, Aval Ein Bezdin Le Misa. He says Shofech Damim, he's Chayv Misa, but Bezdin doesn't kill him. So everybody jumped on the Ravid in Hilchus Malachim, the Tur in Simon Tov Chof. Hey, say, what do you mean? He's, you're telling me he's Chayv Misa, but why shouldn't Bezdin kill him? The Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, deals with this question in the Sefer, and he quotes an approach that was proposed by Rav Shlomo Eger, the Drush V'Chidush. Rav Shlomo Eger suggests, based on another Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech says that this halacha of Hayoch Lahatzir V'Echad Me'Evarav does not apply to the Nirdaf himself, that the prohibition to use lethal force when you can stop him without lethal force does not apply to the person who's being pursued. He's allowed to turn around. He can use lethal force to stop the Rodef, even though he did not have to. The Mishnah says, the Briskerov says, it's very questionable whether you can say this, and Shlomo Eger himself says this is a very questionable point by the Mishnah Melech. Shlomo Eger says that it could be that based on this Mishnah Melech, you can answer up the problem with the Rambam, because based on the fact that he is considered the permission of one person to kill the Rodef makes it possible, makes the person somewhat similar to what's called a Gavra Katila. Gavra Katila. What's a Gavra Katila? Gavra Katila is, in general, we say that if somebody is sentenced to death, somebody has already been sentenced to death by Beis Din, his life is considered valueless as far as many halachas are concerned, including the fact that if somebody, not supposed to do this, but if somebody shot him after he was already sentenced, if somebody killed him after he was already sentenced to death, that person who killed him is not put to death. Since he's already been sentenced to death, he's like a dead man already. Right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrin, Keharuk Domi, Kol Mishen Nigmar Dino, Harihu Keharuk Domi. He's like, he's already dead. He's like a dead man already. So based on this idea of a Gavra Katila, so Rav Shlomo Eger wants to suggest that since vis-a-vis the Nirdaf, the Rodef's life is a Gavra Katila, he's like his life is already valueless because the Nirdaf is allowed to kill him under all circumstances, even when he can only stop him without lethal force. Therefore, if anybody else kills him, they're not put to death because it's like a Gavra Katila. He wants to bring a raya from our sugya. Right? Why did I bring in this? Because it has to do with our Gemara. He brings a raya from the fact that according to Rabbi Akiva, we say that there's a reshus beyond Goel Adam. The reshus, the Goel Adam is really the only one allowed to kill the Rotzeach B'shogeg who leaves in the Eremei plot. And nevertheless, if anybody else killed him based on the girsa that the Gom says, that all the Rishonim had, that v'chol adam ein chayav elav, v'chol adam ein chayav elav. Why? So the Shlomo Eger says, must be, since the Rotzeach B'shogeg is allowed to be killed by one person, so he already has a Gavra Katila by the virtue of the fact that one person is allowed to kill him. He already has a din of a Rotzeach B'shogeg. He already has, a din of a Gavra Katila, and therefore that's why anybody else who kills him is also potter, is not put to death. Brisker Rav takes issue with Rav Shlomo Eger's point. He brings many rayas that it seems that only somebody who has a gmar din. If the din of Gavra Katila seems to be reserved exclusively for somebody who's nigmar dino, somebody who's already been sentenced to death. And he says the source of the din, he expands on the lach of nigmar dino, it's Sifrei in Parshas Maaseh, Losich v'Kofel l'Nefesh Asher Hu Adam Asher Hu Rosh Lomus Asher Hu Rosh Lomus. The Sifrei says that if somebody kills a person, it's already Nigmadino, Ashelo Nigmadino Chay Misha Nigmadino Potter. So the Brisker Rav concludes that the din of, there are actually two different dinim that are in operation in Goel Adam and Rotzeach B'Shogeg, and therefore the raya that Rav Shlomo Eger wants to bring from our sugya is not shayach, is not not a good raya. He says that first of all, the first din is klape the Goel Adam. Why is the Goel Adam allowed to kill the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, says the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't bring it, but the Gemara says, because of the pasuk of Rotzach. We saw earlier, it's Machlokes of Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, how to interpret the pasuk of Rotzach. Is it a chiv? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a reshus? So it's a reshus. That's the din klape, the Goel Adam. What about everybody else? So the Rambam already said that it's based on the pasuk that anybody else who kills him, ain chayov in alef shenemar, ain lo dam. So it's a separate inyan that has nothing to do, that it's unrelated to the permission given to the Goel Adam. He says the very fact that you need a special Gzeres HaKasuv for everybody else is the biggest proof that the fact that this one Goel Adam is allowed to kill him doesn't establish a din of Gavra Katila on the Rotzeach B'Shogeg. The Rotzeach B'Shogeg cannot gain the status of a Gavra Katila, it's just based on the fact that one person is allowed to kill him. It's only because there's a second din, this din of Ein Lo Dam, that everybody else is allowed to kill him. They're putter for killing him. So you see that the permission given to one person does not grant the status of Gavra Katila to the rest of to everybody else. So he goes on to say, Rodef, there's also a similar situation by Rodef, somebody kills a Rodef, he says that it's a similar situation, that since somebody else, there's another pasuk also in operation, Ein Lo Damim, it talks by Baba Machteres, that said somebody kills Ein Lo Damim, and it's based on the similar idea that if somebody could not stop the since there is somebody out there that probably would not be able to stop him without legal force, therefore he has a din of Ein Lo Damim, and once he has a din of Ein Lo Damim, so anybody else who killed him would not be chayav misa. But this is not really our discussion. This is what the Brisker Rav says to try to answer up the initial problem, but he does not like the suggestions suggested by Rav Shlomo Eger from our sugya. There's another Gemara, a very interesting Gemara, going back to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, just like the city can act as a sanctuary, accepts him, protects him, so too the boundary, the outer boundary, the tchum of the Yir Miklat also protects him, and it would be forbidden for the Goel Adam to kill him, even if he was not in the city, but he outside the city limits, but within what's called the tchum, which is machlokas rishonim, is it 2,000 amas outside the Ariel Levim, or is it 3,000 amas outside the Ariel Levim? Whatever the tchum, the boundary, these extra 2,000 to 3,000 amas outside the Ir Mikla. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, "V'raminu v'yoshev ba v'lo b'tchuma." He's chayiv to live. Says Yosef, he has to live there during the time that after he's sentenced to Galus, he's chayiv to live in the city and not within the outer boundary. He must live within the city limits themselves. Amar Abaye lo kasha kan leklot kan ledur. Abai says they're two different dinim. One is a din of klita. Where is he afforded protection? It seems to be saying as far that goes beyond the city limits. That goes all the way out to the tchum. There, anywhere within the tchum, the rotzech b'shogeg is not allowed to come. But where is he chayev to live? So that's already a separate din. There he actually must live within the city. So it sounds like there's a special din. It sounds like they're two different din. There's one that the Yir Miklat, on the one hand, has a din of protection of klita, where he's protected from the rotzech b'shogeg. And number two, there's a separate din. There's a chiyuv from to actually live within the Yir Miklat. That's part of the sentence also. In fact, from the Yishonim, it seems pretty clear, and from the Gemara, in fact, as well, that there's a din of kapara the sentence must be carried out for him to live within the Yir Miklat. The Gemara on Daf Beis, right in the beginning of the Masechta, says Rabbi Yochanan wants to ask a question about trying to ask why somebody an Eid Zomeng would have to sentence somebody to Golis by testifying falsely that they committed murder b'shogeg would have to go to Golis. He says if somebody committed murder b'mezid, it doesn't go into Golis. Certainly somebody who didn't actually commit murder b'mezid shouldn't have to go to Golis. So an Eid Zomeng should not have to go to Golis. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof. You have no sentence. Who shall also mice amazed the lila? Ki ech blot having lay kapari. Angel also mice amazed the nami lila. Right, so the Rotzech amazed doesn't deserve to go to an Eid Miklat. He doesn't deserve kapari, but the Rotzech b'shogeg deserve, as well as Eidim Zomemin, they need the kapara. They qualify. They're eligible for the kapara of Yir Miklat. So you see that even if there is nobody out there chasing him, let's say he's a tough guy. He hires his own private army, so he has nothing to worry about. So you see from here that it's pashtus. It's still a mitzvah for him to go with the gold. In fact, the Osamech brings several other writings as well. The Osamech says that somebody who killed the Nevi Kanani. In Perik Vav Halacha Yud Beis, he says if somebody killed an Eved Kanani, he says he goes to Yir Miklat, and so we know that an Eved Kanani has no relatives, and therefore he can't possibly have any Goel Adam according to the Rambam. The Rambam says only a Yoresh can be a Goel Adam, so there's no Goel Adam out there. Nevertheless, a Jew who kills an Eved Kanani, since he's somewhat of a Jew, he must also run away to an Yir Miklat. So you see, there's also a din of kapara, and the Sefer Achinuch and the Shoshia Mitzvah says clearly that that's part of the punishment. Since Ritzich is such a serious Aveira, even if somebody does a Ritzich B'Shogeg, he needs to leave him. He uses a very dramatic language. He says that he must separate himself from his friends and from his milieu, from his whole familiar surroundings, and he goes away. That's almost like being put to death himself. He's leaving everything he's familiar with, and that's a fitting kapara for somebody who killed somebody to show good. So you see very clearly that there is that in addition to the din of klita b'ir miklat, there's also a din of kapara. So the pashtus comes out according to the Rambam l'chora that if person, what would be if a person was living out, was living, didn't, wasn't a kind of the second mitzvah, he ran away, he had the mitzvah, he had the klita, he's living, he's within the tchum, but he built the house. The Gemara says actually you can't build a house outside the city in the tchum. The 2,000-3,000 amos outside the city is not, it's supposed to be a migrash, it's supposed to be open area, it's supposed to be either fields or migrash. So the Gemara says what happens if he built, could be that the nafkamina would be if he built in a tunnel underneath the migrash. There he would be able to build. He would be permitted to build, in theory, a house or some sort of dwelling, an underground dwelling. And nevertheless, he would not violate the status of the Eir Levim. Would he be put to death if he was living there? So the Rambam seems to say, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha. halacha ches says. No, I'm sorry. Halacha perikhes halacha yud aleph. So you could have this pas. It seems from the Rambam, the Pashtus, and Chazon Ish felt this way also. Pashtus, you could have a situation where the Ratzach is within the Tchum, and nevertheless he's not Mekayim the mitzvah of Dira. So there's Klita, but there's no Dira. The Ratzach can't kill him. The Meiri, however, disagrees with this interpretation of the Rambam. And says, "Elafilu ledur b'tchuma b'mechilo shetachas akako einu mishai." V'im also came hitaratzmo. Then go adam neragalav al derech shviyano. So the Miri disagrees with this interpretation of the Rambam. He says, if he actually builds a house underneath, he's within the tchum, but he wasn't the kind dira. In the city itself, within the city limits, he's outside this. He's within the tchum, but outside the city, the rotzeach, the garadam would be allowed to kill him, and he would be pater. So somehow, according to Meiri, it seems that the two in the inyanim of klita and dira are tied with one another. Not two separate mitzvahs; they seem to be connected. Okay, just one last point. There's an interesting Kesef Mishnah Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav that talks about the mitzvah of Rodef, the mitzvah of Hatzola, Lo Sama Odam Riecha. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes Agos Maimon. We don't have it in our Agos Maimon. It's printed in the back of the Frankel in the Constantina. Version of the Agos Maimon. He quotes the Yerushalmi. He says that a person is also obligated to save somebody, even if he himself may lose his life, even if there's a chance that he himself may give up his life saving somebody else. He's also chayv to go and save somebody's life. And let's say an animal attacks, or he's being attacked by somebody. A very dangerous person, if he knows for sure he's not going to survive, so then he's not obligated. But if there's a chance that he can save him, even though there's a chance he might lose his life, so he has to do so. The Rambam doesn't go like this Yerushalmi, and neither does the Shulchan Aruch. The Sma points this out in Siman Tav Chaf Vav. The Or Sameach here in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Zayin Halacha Ches wants to bring a raya against this interpretation of the Yerushalmi. He says that the Rambam didn't bring it, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. And they're right, because this year there is no such Yerushalmi. That's the wrong interpretation of the Yerushalmi. You see, from our Gemara over here, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says the Eino Yotzei Lo Le'edus Mitzvah Lo Le'edus Mamon Lo Le'edus Nefashos V'Afilu Yisrael Tzrichim Lo V'Afilu Sad Tzvo Yisrael Ki Yoriv Ben Tzruya. The Gans Klal Yisrael needs this. He's the greatest general. He's going to save Klal Yisrael. So you see, he doesn't have to risk his life to go out and save Klal Yisrael. He doesn't have to. There's a chance that Golda might kill him. So the Arsene says, you see from here that a person is not obligated to put his life in danger in order to save somebody else's life. You see, even this extreme situation where all of Klal Yisrael's life is in danger, nevertheless, Yoav Ben Tzruya would not have been obligated to go and risk his life. Incidentally, it's said in the I heard in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, the story about his grandfather, that in World War I, that Reb Chaim Paskin, like the Yerushalmi, like that Agos Maimoni, there was a typhus epidemic, and he Paskin that people have to go and treat and help the people suffering from this disease. And even though it was a tremendous risk, very contagious, and unfortunately many people died as well as a result, but he Paskin like this Yerushalmi. The his galus shayach b'zman hazeh. So the Minchas Chinuch says the din of galus, the sentence, at least the chiyuv on Bezdin, is only when Bezdin is capable of paskening dinei nefashos. That's only when the Sanhedrin is b'mekoma. But they say in the name of Yecheskel, a story about Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. He was one of the last big rabbanim in Russia. After the communists took over, he stayed as late as Rav Moshe Feinstein, but he stayed pretty late. He was sentenced. He spent quite a few months in Siberia, or possibly even a year, until the outcry of the Jewish world led to his release. He felt that he was Chayv Golis for a story that once happened on Yom Kippur. Somebody once came to him, a person who was frail, an elderly person, asked him if he should fast on Yom Kippur, and he passed him that he should fast, and the person Taka died on Yom Kippur. He felt that as a result of that psak that he made, he felt that that's why he was exiled to Siberia for the time that he was sentenced. On this week's Parsha, just my nephew's bar mitzvah, his first Shabbos, I actually had a mechayev to come up with something. There's one of the most fascinating stories in the Torah, the most tragic stories in the Torah, in Parsha Skukas. Is of course the story of Moshe Rabbeinu with the rock and the main Meriva, and many Rishonim try find it very difficult to come to terms with what was wrong with what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Rashi says it was a Kal V'Chomer. Had he spoken to the rock, then Klal Yisrael would have learned, and certainly that they should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says it's because he got angry. Shimuno Hamorim. Right, and led Klal Yisrael to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with them for what they did. The Ramban quotes the Rabbi Elchananel that Min Asel Hazeh Notzi Lachem Mayim, that we're going to bring out the water. They misled the Klal Yisrael in that way. The Svi D'Yesh, Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, quotes Rabbi Yonah that says Hashem is Hanif Li Beglalchem. There are two ways of understanding Beglalchem. So Rabbi Yonah says Beglalchem because of you, Be'ashmaschem. It could be also because be'el bonchem, because of something that I did, I wronged you. So the Svi D'Yesh explains that what the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be saying is that when Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's first instinct was to react in a similar way that he reacted in past times when Klal Yisrael came to with complaints to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Svi D'Yesh said that he missed an important cue on this occasion. Klal Yisrael, this was not the same generation that left Mitzrayim. This was the generation of the children who had seen all the mistakes of their parents. They were they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. It can't be that they were actually doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way that the previous generation doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to provide water. On the one hand, says the Svi D'Yesh, they were thirsty, they were suffering, their children were crying out, water, we need water, we don't have anything to drink after Miriam died. On the other hand, they knew that a Kaddish Baruch Hu could provide for them. He provided them for the last 40 years. So why won't he provide for them now? All they needed was one word of encouragement, a little, some compassionate response on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that would have led to the tremendous Kiddush Hashem. They would have cried out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and they would have accepted Kiddush Baruch Hu, and they would have gotten the water, and they would have entered Eretz Yisrael on this high note. Instead, Moshe Rabbeinu missed this opportunity. It was a missed opportunity on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu and a misjudging of Klal Yisrael on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu that was the mistake that was made even by the greatest of all people, the Adon HaNavi Moshe Rabbeinu.